Yeah, that's what John Lennon says. But, you know, like...
What did he say? Say that again.
And in the end, the love that you take will equal the love that you make or something. But the love that you make will be bigger than the love that you take. That's true. You've never really, you know, renounced any of the old songs, except implicitly, you know. What can I tell you, man? Like, you know...
I think you ought to expand your thing, man. Like, if you took some of that energy and spread it out a little bit, you could get, you could get involved in a whole new thing.
Don't know. She's working out fine for me.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be enough there, man. I mean, just to be honest with you. So I mean, there is, but I mean, after you get your...
I can interpret Creedence, man. I can interpret the Beatles. I can interpret the Stones.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, man, you know, but...
So the only thing is, it all fucking comes back to you, you know? The demonology.
I
hear,
they're not doing what I'm doing, that's all.
Did you hear Creedence's new record, man?
No, I haven't.
That well is references to you there, man.
What does he say about that?
What?
What is, what's his,
He'll deny it, man.
Why would he deny it?
Because it's a secret language, man. You know, he's not going to say it. Because you're a junkie, man. He's not going to say, yeah, Dylan's a junkie, and we don't think... Because it's informing.
Well, why don't you go out and meet with him face-to-face about it, man?
Because they won't see me.
Oh, we'll see when he comes to the city. Just go up and pound on his door, man.
He can deny his ass off, man, from today till tomorrow.
Or what if I deny it all? I've denied a lot of it to you,
so
too.
Everybody can deny it. As long as you don't come up with another system that's more complicated and makes more sense, as far as I'm concerned, my system stands. You see what I mean?
No.
It's like, you can tell me it doesn't mean anything, but I have, you know, okay, I have all this fucking information, you know, like, and that's what I work on, the information. All this is secondary. I haven't even read the Lennon interview in a long time. I don't take these things seriously. All I do is listen to the lyrics and interpret them. I know what the fuck is happening, man. And, you know, it's a drag. You know, and everybody else thinks it's a drag. And I don't see how you can, like...
Who's this everybody else? Man?
Everybody else thinks it's a drag.
Like who? Everyone on your block? Or...
Everyone on the street.
What street?
Second Avenue? The mass media.
Your street? The mass media, man.
The mass media, man. The records, the telephone.
Wow.
Hey, you know, speaking of knocking on somebody's door, man, one time I was trying to find John Lennon. I know this woman who works in a booking agency. You know, she said, I know where John Lennon is. So we go up there. Nobody's home. I leave this note on the door. I says, a friendly stranger would like to talk to you about your dreams. This fucking businessman calls up my old lady and says, what is this shit? You want to talk to me? A friendly stranger wants to talk to me about my dreams. You know, my dreams are of a sexual nature.
Who said that?
Just some guy who was... this woman got the room, Lennon's room, mixed up. You know, it wasn't Lennon's room. And I stuck this note under the door written in what I think is the secret language of rock. Yeah. But this guy didn't know about it, being a conventioneer in the food industry.
Oh, sick.
But that's, you know, it gets you into trouble sometimes, man.
Yeah, it must.
But, you know, but I know what's happening, man. And, you know, I have so much information.
Why don't you just get a guitar, man, and write some songs yourself, man?
Because there's a need for someone like myself, man. You know? There's a need for someone like myself. Nobody else is doing it.
Oh, but you're so extreme, man. You're so extreme. I mean, you're like, you're off on one end.
Why don't you say that a compliment?
There's no one on like you. There's no one balancing your other end.
Sure,
there
are any lame rock critics, man.
No, they're all in the middle, man. There's no one.
I'm full of shit, man. All the other rock critics are full of shit. They're full of shit. They're corrupt, man.
Your girl Marcus is or isn't, did you say?
He's full of shit.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Anyway, like...
Did you see the thing you wrote about self-portraits?
I didn't read it.
That was really full of shit, man.
He's a prick, man. He's in cahoots with Grossman.
Is he?
I think so, man. I think he gets tapes from... I says, Greer, could I have a fucking tape from you, man? I want the outs from the basement tape. You know, I'm not there. Clothesline. He said, that's serious. He says, I have to call Sam Gordon and ask him. I says, what? Is this one big fucking conspiracy, man? You know? Like, he says, no, I didn't get him from Sam Gordon, but I got to call him anyway and ask him if I can give him to you.
Oh, man.
You know, so I got him out of the office You know, by hook or by crook, I got him eventually myself, but the fucking Greer Marcus wouldn't give him to me. He's a cocksucker, man. You know, and then all the tapes he has, he hoards his tapes. You know, he hoards them, doesn't give them out to anybody, keeps them, you know, among the elite or whatever, what he considers to be the elite. So fuck him, he balances me out. Jan Wiener balances me out, man. They would never print my stuff in Rolling Stone in a million years. Let's see, who else? David Wally. All the fuck, every other rock critic is there balancing me out, man. You know. I'm going up to New Haven, Connecticut tonight.
Oh, yeah, for what?
With David Peel, we're gonna be on the radio there.
On Dylanology?
Dylanology. Yeah, Dylanology.
In New Haven?
New Haven, Yale. I got a lot of friends up there.
Jesus.
Any messages from New Haven?
No, man, not really. But I don't know, man. I have no messages, really. You know, not really. I don't really care. It don't matter to me, man. Like, it's just...
You have no messages anymore.
Huh?
Sure, no more messages anymore.
What do you mean?
Messages, you know, like message songs, you know.
Oh.
Remember those?
Yeah, man, I remember them. They were just messages to me, though. I told Scaduto that.
You talked to Scaduto?
Yeah, I did. And I told him that.
Right.
And that flipped him out, man. He had no idea about that. That just wiped him out. He said he's going to have to go back down and listen to all those songs.
Right. Well, I wish him luck, man. Tell him also to change his lifestyle if he wants to understand him.
Yeah, so.
That's the scene, man.
How much time do you have tonight on Dylanology?
All night.
You got all that? Was it underground radio?
No, it's a stereo station, big fucking, it's a Yale station. You know, I remember last time I was down, I was fucking gassed, you know, I was being fucking gassed by the pigs. Wait a minute, but I'm a pig.
Is it all, yeah, you are. Is it all on Dylanology,
man?
Yeah, of course you are,
man.
Of course you're a pig, man.
Because I vamped on a fucking pig.
More than that, man. You're a pig mentality, yeah. Shit, man, if I was a kid growing up, man, I'd have to look out for you. I would keep my eyes open for you if I was a kid growing up. I'd make sure that if wherever street I went down, I'd have to go on the other side of the street when you came down, man.
Yeah, sure, man.
I got him covered, man. I had him covered since I was a little kid.
Pigs, man. I'm fighting against the fucking pigs. Nah. I'm not kicking myself, man.
You're picking mentality, man.
No, I don't
mentality is what makes a pig.
No, I wouldn't have gone for your garbage, man. I told you
Shit, man, you might as well put a badge on you, man. You might as well just wear a badge. On the lawn, you're right on your leather coat. Just a little badge right above your heart there.
I do, man. Button, that's my badge. Like, that's really not true, man. I'm not going to take it seriously coming from you.
What?
Coming from somebody who writes songs like you write, man.
Hey, and man, who writes better songs than I do? Name me somebody.
I can name you 100 songs.
Oh, come on.
Man.
You can't. You know you can't.
Let's see, Creedence Clearwater.
Oh, bullshit.
I think Memo to Turner was as good as...
just a bunch of faggot bullshit all wrapped up in about two or three lines and then dumped out.
You're the one he calls a faggot in there, man.
What?
So he's a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick.
He's talking about himself, man.
No, he's not. He's talking about you, man.
Oh, get out of here.
And, let's see, Gordon Lightfoot ain't bad.
Huh?
Gordon Lightfoot ain't bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
He writes good songs. Let me see, there was some cat who, I was doing my concordance, uses a very, very, a lot of imagery, just like Tarantula. Barbara Keith.
No.
Ken Lauber.
Oh, he's all right, yeah. He's
Jack
good.
Elliott.
Jack doesn't write songs.
John Lennon.
No, never.
George Harris.
Maybe.
Jimbo Gwynn.
Never.
Purple Harum. Keith Reed, what's his name?
He's all right.
Fucking junkies.
Yeah, I guess if you say so.
Have a great look. Too political.
I don't know, does she write stuff?
Sure. Too political, then.
Probably, she said.
Country Joe, too political. Phil Oaks, too political. They're lame, man. They're writing songs about what's going down now. That's nowhere. That's a bunch of assholes do that kind of shit, man. And what you gotta do is write songs like that went down 30 years ago in the fucking escapist music industry. That's where it's at, man. Because people dying, you know, being fucked up is really a good thing. They may not know it, you know, they may not understand it when it's happening to them, but it's really a good thing, and we should let it happen. And, you know, the last thing in the world that you want to do is say something about it, you know, because then, you know, especially, you know, if you have a lot of influence, because then people might, you know, begin to think, you know, and you don't want that to happen, because when people begin to think, maybe they'll stop buying your records, your later records, you know.
That's going to make me think.
It's going to make people think, man. Like, you're fucking irrational. Nothing is going to fucking happen to you if you speak out, man. You know, nothing is going to happen to you.
Hey, Dave, I've got to, I got to go.
Okay.
Did we get it straightened out about the interview or the,
right,
the,
so
the article?
I'll change all the stuff. You want me to change, then I'll mail it out.
Where's it going to be?
Where's it going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to every underground newspaper in America for free.
Wow. Hey, can when are you going to mail it out?
Monday.
What time?
Well, I'm not doing it. UPS is doing it, Underground Press Syndicate. They're like a, you know, White Panther type operation.
Could I see it after you make the
sure,
question?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, Monday.
Well, yeah, what time?
Anytime it's convenient for you.
Or can you bring it by?
I'll pick up some buttons on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
You got some buttons printed up.
Who? What do they say on the buttons?
Free Bob Dylan.
That's far out, man.
DLF.
I'm having some made up for you, too, man.
What, well, that's AJ Lemon.
No, man.
AJ's a pig.
AJ the pig. Right.
Well, you know, that's...
I'm just going to have pig, man, with a picture of you on it.
Where do you get the picture of me?
We got to take it off an underground newspaper.
Well...
It's okay, man. You listen to it.
You don't have my permission to use that picture.
You don't have my permission to do any of this shit, man.
I don't. Holy shit, what am I going to do? I got to fucking take my bank account out and put it in a safe deposit box in case I get sued.
Nah, you don't get sued. But you'll live through it. I'm sure you're going to live through all of it.
Oh, I hope so, man.
Yeah, you will. It won't be nothing. Just, you know, it'll be good for you, man. It'll be good for you.
That would be good for me.
They have your picture with pig written on it, man. You know.
I'm not a pig, man. I don't see how you can fucking call me a pig.
Hey, come on. Don't give me that.
I fucking fight, man.
You fight to go through... You
fight
to go through my garbage,
man. I
fight
pigs. So, yeah, but, like, a lot of people believe that you've become a pig, man.
So?
And here I am, a dylanologist.
A dylanologist pig, man.
In a certain position, man. In a certain position, you know, where I can do a number on a cat... You know, who's become a pig, man, who's become a fucking sellout. You dig? You just, you know, it's just, you know, like, that's the way it goes, man. You write all these songs, some jerk is gonna fucking believe him, man.
Okay.
You know? And he's gonna get pissed off when he finds out that you didn't believe him or you don't believe him anymore.
I believe him.
You know? It's, you know, like, I'm not really, you know.
Yeah, I'll see you later, man.
Okay, so.
On Monday?
What?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
All right.